Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Creative Consciousness Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. We are your hosts, Sam and Cabrini Greco, coming to you live from beautiful planet Earth. Throughout our conversation, we will be covering topics such as spirituality, global consciousness, metaphysics, and where you think we're truly headed. We have a great show to share with you today, so bookmark us and receive reminders. And you can visit our website at alltruenatural.com.
Well, good morning and welcome to Creative Consciousness Radio Show here on Blog Talk Radio. We are so thrilled that you're with us this morning on this beautiful Sunday morning light show. We bring forth individuals that are living spiritually purposed lives throughout the planet. And we have a discussion with them about the various, things that are happening in their life, their experience, and how the divine presence is working through them and in them through the community. So we are very honored to be with you, to share this information with you. And we ask that you join with us in harmony, in openness to receive, and to move forward in the light that is you. Just to make a few announcements, we are bridging the gap. And last night, I literally had a metaphor that actually showed me the bridge and what that bridge looks like. And what is the bridge? And what we're recognizing is that the bridge is bridging our emotional, our mental, our spiritual, and our physical bodies in one source, in one love, in one spirit. And so this bridge that we're building is a platform for us and for all of you to join with us to go across the bridge. We're having an event in Las Cruces, New Mexico. It is called Bridging the Gap Spiritual Festival. It's going to be held August 1st, 2015. And this truly is about the experience of the gift. And that gift that we speak of is you. To bring forth yourself to this beautiful spiritual festival and be with others of like-mindedness that are living a spiritually purposed life or even interested in a spiritually purposed life. Perhaps you may be experiencing a calling or a curiosity about your spiritual self. Well, Bridging the Gap Spiritual Festival is going to address all of this. Not only mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. We're going to have all different types of presenters there that are going to allow you to be in the experience of your own gift and perhaps even recognize your gift that you may be unaware of. So with that, we want to give a big shout out to everyone on planet Earth. And we want to welcome you to our show. If you happen to be in our chat room right now, we want to thank you for being there and holding the space. We're going to be interviewing a very special guest, which my husband Sam and my loving partner is going to introduce. And I'm going to be in the background pretty much handling the chat room. So feel free, if you have any questions, you can type them into the chat room or you can call direct. And Sam, why don't you just tell us what that number is again?
Yeah, the number is to call in. Or you can just listen directly if you have questions also. The number is area code 267-521-0151.
So, again, much blessings and much love. And our intention, we open the show with a good intention for the greatest possible experience that we all can have and that we receive any information and that is necessary for our overall well-being. So I'm going to turn the show over to Sam, and you guys, you have a great, blessed Sunday morning. Hi, Sam.
Oh, hi, Brainy. Good. Thank you for the introduction. Great introduction. Today's guest is Augie Nost. He's an author of a book called Universal Success Principles and How Billionaires Think, plus UFOs. Please join us in welcoming our guest. He's an author, a UFO investigator, exposing the truth visionary, spiritual producer, commercial and private pilot, live Sunday, May 3rd, that is today,
Sunday Light Show. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you're from, by the way, on this beautiful planet Earth. So we will start the show by introducing our reoccurring guest, Augie. Augie, how are you this morning?
I am wonderful. Thank you for inviting me here. It's going to be fun.
Yes, it's such a pleasure to have you on our show today again. We love the connection that we have with you after initially meeting you and having you on our show, and we're sure this connectedness will continue in a beautiful friendship. Let's talk about your concept, your ideas regarding universal success principles, how billionaires think. Can we start to getting into something like that?
Yep, let's do that. This is success alone as a concept. Really, when it comes down to it, people don't have a clue. They know that some people are doing this and that and several different things in order to attain certain levels of success, but they don't really know how to go about it. And Earth, life is not easy. And there are some reasons for that. And I have a saying here, and one of those sayings is that it would stagger the mind how far human development will come by now, was it not for religion and government. And I know that's a little harsh on both of those organizations, but they are well deserved. And I think things are in one arena maybe mellowing out a little bit, especially in the religious arena, but not so in government. And the people that has become very successful in society, they have learned how to think outside of the box, so they have gotten around those things. And quantum physics and spiritual science has proven to us that we live in a mind-created universe. Whatever is in our mind, that is what we will have in our life. And guys, that's scary, isn't it? Some of the things that we go around thinking about, it's absolutely no good for us. And when it comes to success, because we don't understand it that well, let me ask you a quick question. Just plain and simple. A billionaire can be losing, a multi-billionaire that is, can be losing $1 million a day for a couple of years. Still successful? Don't need to answer me. Just answer it to yourself. What do you think? Well, he's losing $1 million a day for a couple of years, but he's still a multi-billionaire. Think on that one. Is he still successful?
Right.
I would say no, because eventually he's going to run out. And it's also, the super successes, they have learned that it's not what you ask the universe to bring you that is important, it's how you ask it. Because this mind-created universe has a language to it. And that is important, how you ask it. And I'm going to get a little bit more into that later, because there is, both when it comes to prayer and what you do in meditation and otherwise, is very important. And remember, everything starts in the mind. It starts with a wish, that something we would like to have. Then it turns into kind of a want. And it, from there on, it often turns into a dream. When that dream becomes stronger, it turns into a burning desire. When you have that burning desire, then it's just a matter of time and you will have attained it. See, everybody needs a dream. Without that dream, hardly anything big and great for mankind will happen. And you will work on a dream in your life. It's either going to be somebody else's dream or your dream. See to that it is your dream. Your life is going to be much better for it. I have another saying, and that is that where there is security, there is no opportunity. Where there is opportunity, there is no security. And the successful people, they're getting used to, and I figured out how to do it more effectively, work with no security, because that's where all the opportunities come from. They're not afraid to take risks. And remember, when you are taking risks and succeed, the rewards are different. And there's a saying also that, think about this one, and take at least 24 hours to answer it to yourself. Don't be quick on it, because I guarantee you, none of you are able to think big enough to give a quick answer. And the question is, what would you start tomorrow morning if you knew you could not fail? That's a big one.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And super successful people, billionaires, they have never been realistic, because being realistic is overrated. Look at the word realistic. It comes from the word realize. And break up the word and sound it out. Realize. Realize. There is something there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. No billionaire has ever been realistic. They think different. They are the dreamers. They are the humanitarians. They have a strong sense of commitment. They study people. They study books. They watch the people's videos that are successful in other industries. And every day, they spend time in meditation. And they go within and speak with that universal consciousness. And because they have learned that if you think like everybody else, you will be like everybody else. If you do like everybody else, you're going to have what everybody else has. And what I'm concerned, God knows, I don't want that. And there are some things that the ultra-wealthy people do. And they keep this mostly to themselves. And, you know, we heard this joke about the Billionaires Club. Well, there really is one. That's where they once a year get together and they share concepts and ideas on how to, first of all, attain wealth and keep it. And tonight we're going to talk about some of that. And in that book, Universal Success Principles and How Billionaires Think, I go into a lot more deeper into that. And education is a very small part of success. Whoever designs and prints the school books and the history books, they control society. The education is designed to dumb down the masses and keep them in the box so they become good workers.
Crowd control.
Yep, absolutely. It's common knowledge that a homeschooled kid, they perform better in scholastics than kids from the public school system.
Very true.
And very often you have a stay-at-home mom, often with no high school diploma. She creates a better student with higher grades than the kid that is coming through the school system and the very highly paid teachers. That should tell us something.
Sure.
Yeah, and the super successful people, they understand this problem, so they have broken out of the box. Some of them are broken so far out of the box they don't even know where the box is anymore. And they're not rational people. They think on their own, and they think out of the box. They do not take no for an answer, and they do not look defeat and failure in the face. It does not exist for them. The commitment to success is phenomenal. They have also learned that Success is not only physical, it's both physical and mental, which again rolls into a spiritual equivalent. Every kind of success has a spiritual counterpart to it. And you have to adhere to all three, both the physical, mental, and the spiritual principles of success to be able to keep your success. There is a principle that is used in those circles, and that is very important. I want you to think on this one and remember it, because I've been using it, and it is very powerful. This one of the wealthiest men in the world told me this one. I was sitting in the back of his airplane. We were sitting there for a couple of hours discussing world affairs and success principles and things like that. And he told me there are two things that go to the bank. One of them is money, and the other one is goodwill. And they have equal value.
Wow.
If we think about this one a little bit, it will start to make sense. When you do something good for somebody that you don't have to do, they will like you. Let's say that you're trying to do a business transaction with someone and the numbers are not right. It's just not working. If you come in and tell him, this is what I need for this to become pliable with me, and the numbers are not right, this is just not something that I can do. Explain to them and why it cannot happen. Be honest with them. And then try to do something else for them that you didn't have to do. Even if the business transaction don't work, they will like you, they will trust you, and they will come back with something later that chances are it will work. Or when you do something for somebody that is totally out of the blue, that you didn't have to, they will like you, they will trust you, and you can count on them for something bigger in the future. All these things roll into that spiritual counterpart that I was talking about. Successful people. I'm gonna read off a list here of some of the things that they are very strong on.
Okay.
They have a very strong belief in the power of the mind. And they have a strong and colorful emotional dream that they build on every day. They work on that dream. They work on details. They work on the concept. The concept stays constant, always constant. It never changes, but it can get stronger. But the details in that dream, that can change within the concept. And you work on it every day, and you put it somewhere in the future. And then you go back and forth to it. You build it. You put more detail in it. You put love in it. You put colorful visual images in it. You put emotion into it. You put other people into it that is working with you on it. And see them happy, enjoying this dream. This is what the super successful people do. They do this every day, and very often, many times per day. Because what happens when you do this, you go into the future, and you create something in a mental level of existence. In fact, you are giving it a low form of life. This low form of life now have a location. If you put a date on it, you even have given it a low form of life in time. This visualization becomes stronger and stronger the more you work on it. And the more you go back and forth to it, you are laying down something we call attractor strings. And you can visualize those attractor strings as little strings of light that goes back and forth to this thing in the future that you create. And you keep building on it, building on it, building on it. As linear time progresses, you get closer and closer to it, you can see it. It's almost to the point where you can feel it. You can smell it. You can taste it. You can be there. And this thing, as long as you keep doing what you can, everything you can to help, you got to remember there's a saying out there again, and that's called, God will give you the nut, but he won't crack it. We have to do our part to make things happen in a physical reality. This is one of the most important things that super successful people do. And once you have created this in the future and you keep working on it to do your part every day, there is hardly any way you can miss that goal. Now, you may miss the date that you set. All you have to do then is to reset the date. And then you're back on track again. There is something that we have to remember also when it comes to time. Time is an elusive thing. In fact, there is no scientific evidence that time even exists. And there are several timelines. This thing in the future that we have visualized, it can switch timelines on us. But what keeps it in the same timeline are those attractor strings. Those strings that we lay down when we go back and forth and visit it in our mind, they keep us in the same timeline. When we have set it in the future with a date on it, visualize it into existence on a mental level of existence, lay down the attractor strings, we will stay in the same timeline. If we don't lay down those attractor strings, or we, let's say, take a month or three when we don't think about it, and then come back to it again, it might switch timeline on us. Because future is not laid in stone. It can go into different directions. And there are slight variances in what we could create in those different directions. And that's why it's so important to be constant in what we're doing. This, you probably have a picture of how this would happen. And this is one of the things that you should do every day. And when you do, it will happen. There are other things that super successful people do. And that is that they brainstorm with other successful people. They know what they want. And when they brainstorm with other people, that does not necessarily have to be in person. You can brainstorm with somebody that reading by reading their book, their video. Get into their mind and absorb it without being distracted. When you are listening to somebody or reading something, and you get distracted in the middle of it, then that information goes into a different part of the brain. And then you get back to listening to him or reading the book again, and now it's like you start over again, so that it doesn't necessarily go back to being stored in the brain, the same place where you were before you were distracted. So now you got two different parts of this same kind of information being stored in the mind. And that's what causes you to forget things. Because when you start out remembering something that is in one place, and then you suddenly get distracted, it is cut off. And Now you got to go to a different part of the brain to pick up that memory again, and the mind does not always do that, so that's why you forget. Doesn't make sense?
Absolutely.
Another thing they do, they stay away from negative people and negative situations like it was the plague. If a negative situation or a negative person starts spewing their stuff, very often they just walk away. Say absolutely nothing but walk away. They also constantly strive to expand their mind. And that's not an individual thing only. That's how you do when you watch people, successful people's videos. You read successful books. And you meditate. Another thing is what they do. They exercise the mastermind principle. And they do that as often as they can. Now, here is another one. The mastermind principle. That is not very well understood either. And that I define as when two or more minds are united in harmony, they create a third mind that has the potential mind power of the two or more minds multiplied by each other.
Yes.
So when you got 10 people sitting together brainstorming, you have the mind power of 100 people. 10 times 10.
Mm.
That is why, as often as I can, smarter than me, or know things that I don't know. Because then the ideas that come are just mind-blowing sometimes, even if they sound so outrageously boozy out of whack, whatever that is. It can be a pearl buried inside of it that can be extracted and used for other purposes. And this is what the successful people are good at doing. They listen to the really screwy, far-out ideas. They do not reject anything. They listen to it, analyze it, and say, well, yeah, 99% of that can't be workable, but there's something, that one thing they get out of it, extract that and use it for something else that does work.
Yes.
Yeah. And you see, when the principle.
So Augie, let's take a look at someone who personally claims that they don't believe in any, you know, certain spirituality, but yet are successful in these ways. Can we say that they are unconsciously successful? Like there's an unconscious quantum physics operating?
Absolutely. Let's do an example on that. J. Paul Getty. He was the richest man in the world in the 1950s and early 60s. He had absolutely no spirituality to speak of. He was known to go to church with people just to show support for them, but he did not believe a thing in it.
Okay.
But he became one of the richest men in the world because he did the right thing. He used the success principles without thinking of it as a spiritual counterpart. There's a story of him when he was walking down the street one time and he went down and picked up a penny walking with him, and he said, this is strange. He says, I don't understand. You're the richest man in the world and you picked up a penny from the street. And he looked over to him and said, you don't understand what money is. I do, he says. That's why I'm the richest man in the world and you're only an accountant. He understood that money is not money, it's energy. He understood the spiritual part of it without understanding it. That make any sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And when those principles
this is
are
quite
right. Yeah?
I was saying this is quite fascinating. So you were saying, and when those principles are right,
everything falls into place.
Hmm.
And the thing, the wild card in the everything falls into place part is time. That's why it is, when you're sitting down and say, well, gee, I need a new car. And let's say you go into meditation. You say, I need a new car. There's a way to do that, which we can cover. Car 11 years from now. Set a date on it. Because when you set a date on it, it graduates from being a dream to becoming a goal. Goals always have dates on them. Dreams, not necessarily. See, there's a difference. And the people around you are very important to you. And successful people, they're very choosy with the people that they hang around and associate with. They always hang around positive people of substance. And here's some more of what the super successors do. They know they can't do it alone. So they align themselves with people that has abilities and knowledge they do not have to gain a wider range of scope from where they can draw knowledge and expertise. They seek expert advice and brainstorm with those people. They find as much fact about what they want to do as possible by having all of the people they associate with and themselves study the same subject. And of course, they create that dream in the future, they create that mental, and then they let their mind work on it and design it every day like we talked about. Another thing that they are good at doing, they go into meditation and visit this thing several times a day if they can. Sometimes, well, in the morning, it's good to do it for 20 minutes, in the evening also before you go to sleep, but they also do it during the daytime. Sometimes a 30-second, you close the mind down, go to that place in the future where you have that thing you created, put that attractor string down, visualize it, and think on it for 30 seconds if that's all the time you have, maybe a minute. That helps to solidify the timeline, and they do this every day. And then when you go up this timeline, there's no other place for you to go. You will be there because it already exists. And the reason that I'm so strong on this particular visualization of it in the futures is that it comes from a man that is rumored to be the second wealthiest man in the world. I got to spend some time with him. And I lived not far down the street from him. And we discussed a lot of these things. And obviously, it has worked. And I have made it work since then. So I know these things work. And everybody that goes and do it, they will have things happen that otherwise would not. Good things. Another thing they do, they don't waste time on things they cannot control. Either now, chances are they can't control it now, but they can lay the path for the place where they will be able to control it in the future. Also, kind, they're fair, and they're not afraid to take chances if the chances are based on a calculated risk. When something that they do not work, they walk away and never think about it again. Don't clutter the mind with it. And they established this mastermind group, and they spend time with that mastermind group every day. Now, sometimes that could be in person, but it doesn't have to be in person. You can think of those in your mastermind group. And by thinking of them, you join the mind with them. And you're able to draw on their knowledge. And the knowledge that they have placed in that universal consciousness. And you are able to draw on that and bring it to your, all the way up to conscious understanding. And this is one thing that is hard to understand. How can you brainstorm with someone without even being there? Yes, you can. You do this for a while, and you're going to find that there are things that pop into your mind that only so-and-so could have known. But it suddenly showed up in your mind, and you're able to gain from it. When they spend time alone in meditation, they do that in a quiet place. And if you haven't learned how to meditate yet, there's only one thing I can say. Do it. To the wider scope of the universal consciousness. And that is the only thing there is. All we are walking around in here is a holographic projection of something that has been predetermined and created by this universal mind, the spark of life that we call soul. That has been proven. It's not my theory anymore. Quantum physics, quantum mechanics speaks very clearly of that. We live in a mind-created universe. Everything we see around us is all mind. Tell us how important it is, what is in our mind, what we think about all the time. What we think about the most is what we're going to have in our life. And of course, we got to also remember that saying that says, do something you love and you will never work a day in your life. I've been very lucky I've been able to do that, well, for the most.
This information for our listeners is very important in their own path with their own goals. I think in today's day and age, this information is quite vast now, quite accessible than it used to be, where it would seemed in the past that there were a selected few that knew this information, but now this information is pretty widespread, and the way it's being articulated in our show today is perfect for the listeners. So. You know, I want to thank you for taking your time and telling us these aspects of success. And it's not necessarily monetary success, and it has to do more with spiritual attributes to it. We had a guest the other day, Augie, that broke down two elements of the human experience, and one is the mind and one is the heart. And he said that the mind was electric and the emotions, the heart center, is magnetic. And when you put these two together, the path between the heart and the mind, you can just imagine the electromagnet that you are. And so this brings me also to what you're saying about bringing in your goals, attracting your goals to you with these lines of light, these strings of light, the meditative aspect of it, the importance of meditation, that God gives us the nut, but we're supposed to crack the shell.
Yeah.
So these are very, very enlightening words. Yeah, very enlightening words you're sharing with us today. We are about halfway through the show today, folks. We have roughly 20 minutes left, and we're with our guest, Augie Nost, who is a returning guest. Anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah.
With today's show, Augie. Yeah.
Yeah, could I take that a little further about the mind and the heart? That is true. The
yes, by all means.
Actually,
please do so.
It puts out a a very weak magnetic field. It does do that. And when it comes to the mind, it's not very well understood again. There's a difference between the mind and the brain. The brain is electric, and the brain is the computer. There's the hardware from which the mind is the program that goes on the computer or the brain and funnels through it. It gives it the energy that makes the brain do what it does. That is kind of similar to if you have a computer sitting on the table, it will do absolutely nothing for you unless you flip the switch and turn the electricity on. The mind is that electricity, that energy, that makes the brain do what it does. So the brain is electric. The mind is love. It vibrates at the frequency of love. And with a regular electronic physical instrument, the mind cannot really be measured because it's non-physical. The brain can be measured. We have electronic equipment that can measure brain waves. But there is a difference between the two of them. When the brain dies, the mind does not die. The mind continues forever. It never dies. Can that make sense?
That's fascinating. That's a great breakdown between mind and the brain. You have the confusion that the mind is the brain, and that's located in the cranium, where the mind, as you said, is not physical.
Yep, that's right.
And therefore, is not contained in the cranium. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that's why near-death experiences often speak of this, because they say, well, I was on the operating table and I died, and I saw myself floating around the ceiling and I could see myself on the table. They were working on me.
Yes.
It's not the brain floating around, it's the mind. And it may not necessarily even be what we call soul. It could be one of the other bodies. The astral vehicle actually has a capability of seeing things and experiencing things, even though it has no intelligence of its own. It is only fed intelligence from the mind or the spark of life, which we call soul. So it gets complicated when you get out of the physical. But once you start meditating on it, and there is things you can do with your mind to levels that is almost unbelievable. Let me just take about 45 seconds to explain this one, because it's so important for somebody
who
wants to attain excellence. 20 years ago, actually 21 years ago, I traveled around the country and I was teaching a mind development course called Zox Pro, ZOXPRO. It teaches people how they can assimilate information out of a book at the rate of 50 to 100,000 words per minute with 95% retention. And the reason that we're missing 5% is because once in a while two pages are stuck together so you miss it. And this teaches people how they can manage the mind, how they can structure the memory, how they can actually take a mental picture or a room or a situation, put it into the mind, because the subconscious mind and the superconscious mind and the universal consciousness has no physical limitations to it. Everything we have experienced is stored and it can be retrieved. It teaches us how to do that. This is a mind development course that's still up and running. You can find it on the internet, Zox Pro, ZOXPRO, and I am not afraid of giving them a little plug here because they deserve it so well. People that have gone through this course and do something with it, they are able to do things with their mind that is almost unbelievable. And it is a big reason for all the things that I've been able to do.
Fascinating. I'm actually pulling it up online on my end here, zoxpro.com.
Yeah.
How can people get a hold of you, Augie? Your information.
Well, we you can get me on the internet. I probably let me first give you a couple of websites. One of the websites have my email address on it, or actually I put my telephone number on there too, so you can get it there. That is the book that I'm talking about here today, or mostly is The Universal Success Principles and How Billionaires Think. And the website for that is universalsuccessprinciples.com. www.universalsuccessprinciples.com. And when you go there, you can read a couple of three pages of the book itself, and that'll give you an idea of the beginning of it and what some of the things that are in it. And I will elaborate a lot more on the things that we talked about here on the show. My phone number and email address is there also.
Okay.
I tell you, folks, out there in the radio land, it is your responsibility to develop your mind. It is so easy to do. No, I said the wrong word. It is so simple to do. It's not easy. It's simple. The reason it's not easy is because there's a little effort on your part. You may have to pick up a book and read it. And then you may have to start thinking about it. And then you, doggone it, there's more stuff to do. You may have to practice a little bit. And that's it. Everything else comes. But it's simple.
Fascinating. Fascinating stuff today, Augie. We have about 10 minutes left. We were going to discuss your experience and your studies regarding UFOs.
Oh, yeah.
But we do have 10 minutes left in the show, so I'm just going to keep it open to your discussion here as to any which way you want to take it. I just also went to the Universal Success Principles, universalsuccessprinciples.com. I'm also on that website as well. Check it out, folks. And go ahead, Augie.
Yeah. Well, you wanted to talk about UFOs. Most people think a UFO is something that comes from, it comes from another planet. Well, there could be a lot more to it than that. UFO stands for Unidentified Flying Object. If an airplane is flying through the air, and you can't identify what it is, guess what? It's a UFO. To you. Normally what we think about, that is not it. Cabrini asked me if I could mention that UFO detector that I built when I was about 11 or so. Yeah, it's so simple.
Yes.
Because it's when something is flying through the air, on the basis of anti-gravity or reversal of gravity or redirection of gravity, which is three different systems, then it creates ripples in the Earth magnetic field. And those ripples, they have a tendency to, once they are sent out, they stay that way, diminish. So they can travel for long distances. And
the ripples.
What I did is that I didn't know that it didn't diminish, but I knew there had to be some bulges or ripples in the Earth magnetic field from what I had read back then. So I took a compass. Compasses will detect the Earth magnetic field, obviously. It's a compass. And then I took
yes.
a bell, and I took a battery, and I took, I clipped the wire onto the edge. I took the glass off the compass, split up the wire, put the wire on each side of the compass needle. I clipped it on there so that it stayed on. So one of the wires went on to the battery, from there to the bell, and I ran it through a breaker switch, and then the wire came back to the compass. So that if the compass needle moved even a little bit, it would touch the wire, set off the electricity from the battery through the bell, through the breaker switch, and back to the compass again. So that needle moved several times. And the bell went off. I remember twice I went outside with binoculars and I saw something. And there were several times that I remember my mom told me that, oh, that thing on your table up there in your bedroom was ringing today. Well, what's with it, you know? So there were things that happened when I wasn't home. And this is something people can very easily make this. And it works.
Do you have any description or any type of...
Say again?
Do you have any type... Do you have, I'm sorry, do you have any description or any type... Do you have a description or any type of instructive information regarding building one of these?
I have a drawing of it. And, you know, that's a good thought. I haven't thought about this for a long time, but I'm going to take that drawing, I'm going to put it on my Facebook page. So people can see it. Yeah. Give me a day or so here.
It's quite simple and quite ingenious.
Yeah, it was so simple an 11-year-old could figure it out, you know, so hey, you guys can. And the thing about it, another thing is that these ships flying around, whether they are extraterrestrial or whether ours, don't make a difference. They're still cloaked. They are in the, but you can see them in the higher range of light spectrum. Get yourself, get your hands on a fourth generation night vision goggles. And go outside at night or in the daytime and point it up into the sky and sit there for a while. You're going to see something. Because they are cloaked from the regular vision that we have. But those night vision goggles, they reach into the higher spectrum and they see it. You're going to see huge circular ships flying around. You're going to see triangular ones flying around. They are there. This is why they quit doing them over in the Middle East. It's a military issue. They gave them to the soldiers, and the soldiers came back and say, what are these things flying around up there? So they confiscated all of them and gave them back to the third generation, which once in a while you see something there too, but you don't see as much. The fourth generation is opening up. It will show you what is flying around in the sky. They're a little expensive. They're all the way from about $500-$600 a piece to about $5,000 a piece, where you have the headset and everything with it. But it don't matter. $500-$600 set of them. You can probably find them on the different auction site, maybe on the internet for less than that. This is going to be a very interesting experience if you do. Art Bell.
Well, we have about...
Yeah?
Go ahead, Art Bell.
Yeah. George Norrie on the Coast to Coast on the radio show, he did a whole show on these particular goggles where they was talking about what they saw in the sky. And there were some really strange stories.
Oh, wow.
Well, I just wanted to
We have about 4 minutes left.
I just want to acknowledge to Augie how incredibly knowledgeable you are and how the information that you share here on our show really can assist humanity. I know that what you share with us assists us, and we want to thank you for that personally. And I want to let, you know, everyone know that's listening to the show right now that Augie is a very down-to-earth individual. We've had the pleasure of talking to him many times via, you know, our regular phone calls and having him on our show before. And he is really genuine and authentic in his pursuit of his own understanding of consciousness and spirituality. So I would, I can highly recommend that you get in touch with him. If you have a question about the subjects that he's talked about today, you know, reach out to Augie. He is available on Facebook. You can reach him by his name, Augie Nost, and that's A-A-G-E Nost, N-O-S-T. We also want to recommend his website and his books that he's offering to the public because he brings forth a wellspring of information that may be of interest to you and that you can articulate through him the understandings that he shares today. also, please join us at our website at alltruenatural.com. We are Bridging the Gap. We host significantly different, unique individuals coming from all walks of life, from various parts of the world that are bringing forth the essence of consciousness that represents each of us. And all of us have a part in this. We all have our own individual code, per se, that is gifted to us in a very particular way. So I would encourage you, for your own happiness and wellness, to get to know who you are, truly, beyond your ideas and your beliefs, and move into the knowing of your essence of the gift that is universal, that is of spirit, that is of a higher vibrational energy than it really does exist in sometimes the world around us. It is expanding, and this consciousness is an expansion of love. We are very thankful, and we feel very blessed and honored to be with each of our guests and also with each of you that are listening here today. It's been our pleasure to host you, Augie. We're going to have you back again. I mean, the information that you bring forth is just one thing after another, and you're just a wellspring. So I know that, you know, if you're willing, we'd love to have you again on our show at another time, and we can further discuss some of these attributes of success and your understanding. I love that you brought some real practical knowledge to our listeners today about how they can really equip themselves with, you know, what they can perceive and what they can see and what they can dream about. I think it's just fabulous, and we thank you so much again for being with us today.
You're absolutely welcome, and yeah, sure, you let me know, and I'll do another show with you, because I probably might have covered all the way up to 11% by now what I think I should talk about.
Well, folks, that's our Sunday morning light show. We have been blessed again to be with you. If you want to connect with us, if you're living a spiritually purposed life, please just get in touch with us through our website, email us, contact us on Facebook. Our site on Facebook is Creative Consciousness, Spiritual Oneness. My name is Cabrini Greco. My husband is Sam Greco. We are very open to receive you and to be with you. And to walk hand in hand and side by side you. You know, we're all in this together, folks, and we all bring forth our individual unique gift, and when we can do it together, really, we get to really experience the magnificence that Augie talked about when we have the 2 people and the 10 people and the 100 people and the 1,000 people working in unison in our own individual gift and being able to, you know, cohesively have a conversation together. That third being, wherever that, you know, amongst the, how many people that is exposed to all of us. So thank you so much, and much love to your beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning. And, you know, we wish you peace on your path. And it will be a wonderful experience for you to experience yourself uniquely, even more than you are today. And if you're curious, there's a great deal of information that is available to you that's in the media right now. And we always suggest to those of you that are just becoming aware of who you are or where you're going is really just take what you can that you resonate with and leave the rest. And allow allow yourself to be in a place of openness and let the consciousness of itself work with you in bringing you to the place that you really want to be with. That dream that you have that Augie talked about today, the dream itself. Thank you, guys. God bless and much love. We'll see you again on Tuesday night. We got a great show coming to you from 7 to 9. I mean, I'm sorry, from 7 to 8, Tuesdays and Thursdays. And check our schedule, and you'll see who we have. But, you know, we're with you, and we're walking with you every moment of every time. God bless. Have a great day now.
Have a good Sunday.